You're listening to SBS News.
Her daring Eurovision act is receiving near universal praise. But offstage, Kate Miller-Heidke, like all of this year's performers, has been subject to criticism. A high-profile boycott campaign is urging artists to pull out of the contest over Israel's treatment of the Palestinian people. The Australian is acutely aware of the political issues at play.
All the artists have been experiencing the same pressures, the same kind of Twitter extremism, and everybody feels conflicted about it, and everybody feels under pressure.
Prior to her arrival in Israel, Pink Floyd's Roger Waters addressed Miller-Heidke directly in a YouTube video.
You, if you go to Tel Aviv and sing, will be used by the Israeli government to whitewash the occupation, and it's gone on too long. And I'm rambling now because I sort of always expect people to know about it.
But Miller-Heidke has no regrets. Between rehearsals, she's been travelling the country speaking with Israelis of different backgrounds.
It was a really amazing, eye-opening thing. We had a beautiful Ramadan dinner with a group of Arab Israelis on the first day of Ramadan. It was a privilege to be there and to get to hear some of their stories. And, you know, getting to see Jerusalem really brought a lot of things home, just in terms of this intractable conflict that's going on here.
Just weeks ago, it wasn't certain she would compete. She was hospitalised with a potentially fatal skin condition on her foot.
Sometimes the nurses would come in and find me in tears, and sometimes the doctors would sort of imply that I may not be able to come. I felt completely derailed, you know.
Now fully recovered, the bookies are tipping a top 10 finish for Australia. Miller-Heidke's song Zero Gravity mixes pop and opera. She performs on a tall, bendy pole that sways with the music. Just the sort of thing that Eurovision audiences love.
It's a competition, I think, for misfits and people that, you know, maybe a little bit niche, or people for whom there is no place on commercial radio. Eurovision is their sanctuary, their home, and that's why I'm here.
The Netherlands and Russia are the current favourites, but SBS Eurovision commentators Joel Creasy and Miff Warhurst think Australia could cause an upset.
I think this could be one of Australia's best shots at the Eurovision trophy. What they are staging hasn't ever been seen before at Eurovision.
Yeah.
And her voice, really, there's very few contestants that can compete with the voice that's inside that tiny little Kate Miller-Heidke body.
Absolutely, and she's so incredibly musical. The song is brilliant. It's kind of bonkers and magical, and it really captures that spirit of Eurovision. It takes you on this journey, and that's what Eurovision folk love, and it's full of drama. The drama is high. Staging is A1. I'm quietly super excited.
Yeah.
I think, you know, she might have this
been
year.
Climbing up the odds, and she's a smart cookie. She'll have tricks aplenty up her sleeve.
In Tel Aviv, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.